My name is Luke, and thanks for visiting the Disabled Veterans Assistance website. Did you know that according to the VA budget documents, there were approximately 5.5 million veterans and survivors who received disability compensation or benefits? That's about 180,000 more than there were previously, even though the administration's budget proposal includes less budgeted for veterans' disability benefits originally funded. That budget also proposes that compensation for unemployable veterans be cut off at age 62, which would take away more than $1,000 per month from many of the most seriously disabled veterans. In other words, if a 60% disabled veteran living alone is removed from the Individual Unemployability Program, their monthly payment could decrease from $2,915 to $1,062. Senator Grassley from Iowa spearheaded legislation that helped launch public awareness about veterans suffering from combat-related anxiety, depression, or PTSD, and required the VA to develop a comprehensive strategy to help troubled veterans. The law expanded mental health assessments and outreach for veterans and their families, and improved research, training, and staffing for mental health services for veterans. Some people might think that the saying of "thank a veteran" is a broken record. But would you be willing to sacrifice your time, your body and mind to defend our democracy and freedoms that so many people take for granted? So, go ahead, one more time, thank a veteran for their service, and thank you for considering supporting Disabled Veterans Assistance so we can continue to endorse lawmakers like Don Bacon, Chuck Grassley, and Garrett Graves. Have a great day, and remember, freedom is not free.